Hey there and welcome back. Today, we are going to break down a classic Pilates exercise, the breaststroke. And our goal isn't just about getting a stronger back, it's about building a truly intelligent one. All right, let's get right into it. So let's start with this question. Are all backbends created equal? The short answer? Nope, not at all. See, it's not about how far you can bend your back. It's really about how you're bending. And that idea right there is what we're going to unpack today. And this slide just perfectly illustrates the two roads you can go down. Over on the left, you've got the banana back. You know the one. It's all about hinging and just jamming into the low back. But on the right, that's our goal, the dart back. It's this long, smooth, super supported arc of energy. Today, my friends, is all about becoming the dart. So what is it that makes a backbend smart? And not just, you know, a feat of flexibility. Well, it all boils down to a few key principles. And here they are, the three golden rules. Honestly, think of these as totally non-negotiable. First, you have got to lengthen out before you even think about lifting up. Second, your pelvis has to stay heavy, like it's an anchor holding you down. And third, the ribs need to stay quiet. We don't want them flaring up off the mat. If you can get these three things right, you've already won half the battle. So those rules, they all start from this, a non-negotiable foundation. Because let's be real, any great movement always, always begins with a great setup. We're gonna build this thing from the ground up, starting with your lower body. So you're lying face down, legs are long behind you. Now here's the absolute key. Your pubic bone and the front points of your hips have to stay connected to the ground. That's what creates that heavy pelvic anchor we talked about. And that lets you gently pull your lower belly up and in, creating support from the inside out. Okay, now for the upper body. The natural tendency is to shrug your shoulders up to your ears, right? We're gonna do the opposite. Think about making your collarbones super wide, and then imagine your shoulder blades literally sliding down into your back pockets. The back of your neck stays nice and long, and your eyes are just looking at a spot a few inches ahead of you on the mat. This alignment is just everything. All right, our foundation is set. Now we can start layering on the movement, one piece at a time. We're gonna start with tier one, the basic chest lift prep. Your forehead is just resting on your hands. As you inhale, listen to this cue, it's so important. Slide your breastbone forward along the mat before you float your chest up. That little forward slide makes all the difference. Then, as you exhale, you get even longer through the top of your head as you lower back down. So, what's actually working here? Let's look at the muscle map. You've got your movers. These are the muscles in your upper and mid back that are doing the lifting. But just as important, you've got the anchors, your deep core, and those muscles under your shoulder blades. They're the ones holding everything stable so the movers can do their job properly. It's all about teamwork. Okay, let's level up to tier two. You're gonna lift to that same height, but now your hands are by your ribs, making a W shape with your arms. And here's the challenge. Can you inhale and reach your arms forward to an I shape without letting your chest drop or your ribs flare up? That's the real work. Then you exhale back to the W and lower it all down with control. And as soon as we add that arm reach, the demand totally shifts. The movers now include your shoulder muscles. But look at the anchors. Your deep core and those serratus muscles around the ribs now have to work so much harder to keep everything quiet and stop you from arching into that banana shape. So now that we've built all the components, we are ready for the main event, the full flowing stroke, where every single piece comes together in this beautiful coordinated movement. This is it, the classic breaststroke. You lift into your W position, then you inhale to reach forward into that I shape, and you might even find a little bit more height here. And then as you exhale, you trace these big half moons in the air, circling your arms wide out to a T and then back to the start as you control the whole thing back down to the mat. It's all about a smooth, continuous flow. Okay, so the next level of challenge, it all comes down to this number. It's the number of reps you do in the hover stroke. So here's the deal. You lift up to your highest, best extension and you stay there. You hold that lift while performing 2, 3, maybe 4 complete arm circles. This is a serious test of endurance for all those back muscles. And for those of you who have totally mastered that hover stroke with absolutely perfect form, I mean it, pristine form only, there are a few expert options. You could add tiny little leg kicks coming right from your glutes, or maybe challenge your stability with some super light hand weights. But again, form is king. You know, mastering this movement really means knowing what to watch out for. So let's get super practical and look at the most common mistakes, and more importantly, how to fix them.
The number one problem, without a doubt, is that banana back we keep talking about. If you feel any kind of pinching in your low back, you're hinging there. The fix? Go right back to our golden rule. Lengthen forward first, then lift, and keep that pubic bone heavy on the mat.
Mistake number two. As those arms reach forward, the shoulders creep up and the ribs pop off the floor. If you feel that happening, the fix has two parts. First, remind yourself to slide those shoulder blades down into your back pockets. And second, don't be afraid to make the arm movement smaller. A shorter, controlled reach is always, always better than a long, sloppy one. And the last big one is cranking your neck up to look forward. That just creates a ton of tension. The fix here is so simple. Just keep your gaze on that spot 6 to 12 inches ahead of you on the mat. Imagine one continuous long line of energy shooting from your tailbone all the way out through the crown of your head. So look, if you only take one single thing away from this whole explainer, please let it be this. This simple, kind of funny phrase captures the entire spirit of smart, effective back work. Be a dart, not a banana. And that leaves us with one final thought to chew on. This whole principle of creating length and stability before you move, that doesn't just apply to Pilates. So what other movements in your life, you know, picking up groceries, reaching for something on a high shelf, even just sitting at your desk, could benefit from applying that dart principle?
Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into the Pilates breaststroke. We'll catch you on the next explainer.